If you're looking for a city filled with bands of merry men and women, then Nottingham is the place to be. The live music scene is enough to turn even the Sheriff of Nottingham into a music fan. After all, it has the aptly named Rock City Music Venue at its core, just 15 minutes walk from the train station. And while bigger names might head to the Motorpoint Arena nearby, Rock City is the real beating musical heart of Nottingham. It's hosted everyone, from Amy Winehouse to Rage Against the Machine, not to mention a few gigs from Ozzy Osbourne and the Pogues, where the riot police quite literally had to be called in. As much as fans love getting up close and personal with the artists, artists also love playing there. In fact, Bastille referred to their 2011 gig there as one of their favourites they've ever played. Nottingham is both a royal city and a student town, and it was on the 9th of February 1972 that these two worlds collided. Rock royalty Paul McCartney turned up at Nottingham University, which is a 40-minute walk or a short journey by public transport from Nottingham Station, and asked for a gig to showcase his new band, who were called Wings. The event was so spontaneous that apparently it was left up to the band's roadie to convince the venue manager that former Beatle Paul McCartney was outside looking to come in and play. Fortunately, the venue was happy to host, and a plaque outside now commemorates the debut gig of a group that was destined to fly to incredible heights. However, it's not just big names that make a noise in Nottingham. There are some great venues around the city that are perfect for catching bands in their ascendancy. The Bodega on Pelham Street, just 10 minutes from the station, is a great place to see up-and-coming acts before they become household names. It's played host in the past to the likes of Coldplay, Scissor Sisters, Florence and the Machine, and countless others. For an entirely different vibe, there's Peggy's Skylight, an independent jazz club in the heart of the city. Its founders, Rachel Foster and Paul Dietz, are jazz musicians and have performed as Me and Mr. Jones around the world. While they recognised Nottingham was an amazing city full of musical talent, they thought it lacked a fantastic jazz venue, so they set up their own. But before you leave Nottingham, make sure you check out some of the record stores dotted around the city. Rough Trade Records on Broad Street, which is less than a 15-minute walk from the station, has a great selection of vinyl, not to mention a lineup of gigs and events that is sure to keep you coming back for more. Or if you're looking for something a bit more low-key, then go crate digging in Big Apple Records in the West End Arcade, which is just a 14-minute walk from the station. You certainly won't leave Nottingham empty-handed, whether that's with a new appreciation for its musical history or armed with another vinyl to add to the collection.